support. And also, thanks to Mr. Johnny Mack, we have some free tickets to the fundraiser coming up in January at the Brush Barn in Smithtown. So, well, we can just offer these as a pledge.
Sure.
As a pledge. Pair of tickets for a $50 pledge here at WUSB, 632-6901. Give us a call. And here's some Buddy Guy. Buddy Guy, I'm here at WUSB, Stony Brook. Bill Kay here with Johnny Mack, live in the studio, talking about his upcoming trip to Memphis to represent Long Island down in the blues competition. And yeah, we have Mr. Johnny Mack who will be performing live in the studio for us.
You ready for me, Bill?
Come on.
go. Well, one and one is two, two and two is four. Come on, baby, don't you wanna go out of here? Baby, don't you wanna go back to the land I come from, sweet home Chicago. Well, one and one is two, four and four is eight. Come on, baby, don't you hesitate. Yeah, honey, don't you wanna go back to the land I come from, sweet home Chicago. Six is nine. You give me some of yours, baby, I'll give you all of mine. Addie, hey, baby, don't you wanna go back to the land I come from, sweet home Chicago. Come on, come on. From sweet home Chicago.
Johnny Mack here at WUSB, live in the studios here during our blues marathon. Johnny Mack, once again, winner of the Long Island Blues Society IBC runoff. Heading to Memphis in January for the International Blues Challenge with his band. And thankful to have him here in the studio. Always great to have live music going out over the air. Ouch.
Thanks.
That hurt.
All right, make it through. It won't be the first dent that happened. You got it. Thanks for having me, Bill. I appreciate it.
A favorite instrument of yours?
It's a great guitar. I just picked this up right over here. It's a Washburn. It's nice. It's a big box guitar, and I was looking one for a while, and I was taking my daughter to a violin lesson. They had it in the shop, and I picked it up, and
feels good.
And it felt good. So absolutely.
And your electric stuff is on. If I remember correctly from the videos. Like a semi-hollow body Gibson, like 335 style?
Yeah, I use a 335 for all the blues things that I do. You know, I have other guitars that I use as well. I play a Brian Moore for my more the rock things that I do, or the funk stuff that I play as well. So I do play a lot of different kinds of music, because on Long Island, you got to be able to do a little bit of everything if you want to be out there playing a lot. Mm-hmm. So that's what I do. And so I recently, and for the blues competition, one of the things is I hadn't used my 335 in about 10 years. I had it put away, and it was all good. But I pulled that guitar out, and I cleaned it up. And then I bought a 1968 Fender Pro Reverb, and got myself back into playing with an analog kind of old school thing. And that's kind of what I'm running with when I do the IBC. Mm-hmm. The thing is, with the International Blues Challenge, you have to use their amplifiers. You have to use their equipment. Every band uses the same equipment. It's an equalizer.
Oh, interesting.
So I'm playing towards that, mm-hmm. that thing. You know, normally when I'm doing just an average gig, tonight even I'm playing. I use a, you know, stuff that's not necessarily analog. It's more of a digital kind of thing. You know, it's clean, it's nice, and it's very dependable. And that's why I use that on certain kinds of gigs. But with the blues thing, it's got to be the real deal. So that 335 is, you know, what I've been living with. You know, I lived with it first, probably from the time I was 20 to the time I was 35. That's the only guitar I played. So when I finally picked it up, I was like, that feels good. It just felt great.
Yes.
Felt like coming home, man. That's really what it was, you know.
Tell us about your upcoming gigs. We're not allowed to mention prices on the air, but you can tell us where you're playing.
Well, I'm playing tonight. As a matter of fact, I'm playing in Rocky Point tonight at a place called Dex. There's no charge or anything like that. It's an open jam session. So if there are any blues musicians out there that are from this area, please feel free to come out. We're playing from 7:30 to 10:30. And we're going to be doing that every Tuesday night for the time being. I don't know how long it's going to last, but we're doing that. I'm also playing at, the big one is our fundraiser on January 9th. Now, we have a bunch of gigs coming up that are geared towards the IBC. Mm-hmm. My fundraiser on January 29th at the Frank Brush Barn.
January 9th.
Yes. No. Is the... is going to be a big one in terms of us raising money to go down to Memphis so that we can do it without, you know, breaking the bank. And then we have a Long Island Blues Society. We're doing the Memphis kickoff is on January 23rd. It's a Saturday night. It's at KJ Farrell's and in Belmore. And that's the one that we play the week that we're going to Memphis. And that week is the 26th through the 30th is when we're going to be down in Memphis. So those are the big ones. The other ones that we're doing are all really important, too. We're playing at Toomey's on the Creek in Amityville on Friday, December the 11th. We are playing at Front Street Pub, which is our home away from home. It's a place that we can go and play almost any time on Thursday, December 10th. And I also am involved in another open jam session at the Sea Cove in Center Mariches. That's every Wednesday night, and that's with Bobby D. And that's his baby. And so we're doing that. And so every Tuesday and Wednesday night, you can come see me play. And then there are all sorts of weekend dates. But you can always find out where we're playing at johnnymacband.com. I had to throw that in there. You don't mind. Yes, johnnymacband.com. You can see the band. And you can see some of the videos. You can also see the videos that won the competition. So that would be,
a couple of clips on there.
Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah, and you can listen to Johnny Mac doing Hey Pocky Way, too.
Oh, there you go. That's right, which we do. That's right.
That's cool. Did you want to play another one of these songs? Before we move on, we want to thank Robert from Uniondale, who made a generous pledge here to WUSB. So if you guys could give us a call here at 632-6901, and Joe V is on the phones, he'd be glad to talk with you, get your information, go through some of the pledges for you. The premiums, the thank you gifts that we have for you. So give us a call here at 632-6901. Johnny Mac in the studio with us. Do you want to play another song off of the music you brought?
Sure. I have a cut, tomorrow here, Sam, right down there on the bottom.
The bottom one that says Undercover Funk?
That's correct.
Okay. Undercover Funk, and that's the name of your band, right?
That or was a band that I was
a
in.
A band that you were in at one time. Okay, yes. And this is called Why I Sing the Blues. We'll be right back. All right, that was Mohair Sam Wiley on vocals there, playing with Johnny Mac and Undercover Funk, one of their previous incarnations. But Mohair Sam and Johnny Mac heading to Memphis in January. And want to once again say thank you to Robert and Gene for your generous pledge. Please give us a call here at 632-6901. You know the story, you regular listeners. We come to you for almost half of our budget to keep this place on the air. We're all volunteers. No one gets paid. And that's when we come to you for some financial support. 632-6901. We have a couple of people in the pledge room waiting to take your call. And we have Johnny Mac here. Just going to tuning up. And he's going to be doing another live cut. And while we wait for Johnny Mac.
This is Alan Toussaint telling you that we can make this land a better land. Yes, we can.
Thank you, Mr. Toussaint. Johnny Mac.
You ready?
He's going to do an original that he wrote, and Mohair Sam will be singing. Name of the cut?
It's been a long, long time.
It's been a long, long time live at WUSB with Johnny Mac.
Well, I first got the blues back in 1955. When I got out on the highway and tried to thumb a ride, it's been a long, long time come since I first left home. Ended up in New York City, long way from my home. So many people around me, I never felt so alone. It's been a long, long time since I first left home. Married a woman, had a family along the way. She decided to leave me now. I decided to stay. It's been a long, long time come since I first left home.
Johnny Mac live at WUSB with an original written from the point of view of Mohair Sam Wiley.
Yes.
His not your partner, but your bandmate in this trip down to Memphis.
Yes.
And the whole lead up to the trip down to Memphis.
That's
very nice.
Thank you.
Very cool. Should we play another song here?
Absolutely. And
let's see what you have. You have Ray Charles on here. You have Hendrix. We did the Buddy Guy before. There's an Otis Rush, and this one has no name next to it. Oh, and there's a John Lee Hooker too.
Hey, let's
all your influences.
Yeah, absolutely. I put things on it. I'll tell you what. If you put on the Hendrix tune, it's a tune that I got off of Hendrix in the West.
Uh-huh.
And it's not. You know, you hear a lot of Hendrix. You hear a lot of people covering Hendrix tunes. This is one you don't hear people covering. And it's a straight-up blues. When Hendrix first started playing this tune, it was out of the Rock Me Baby kind of thing. And then later on, he rewrote it and reworked it to be this one called Here Comes Your Lover Man.
At WUSB.
This is Alan Toussaint, and you're listening to Shades of Blues on WUSB Stony Brook.
Go.
This is Alan Toussaint, and I'd rather be fishing with Bill on WUSB.
We're here at WUSB thinking about Alan Toussaint and Eve is here with me, and
can I share that story about the piano?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
They put out on the list that they needed a keyboard here for Alan to play, so I think there were five or six different keyboards sitting in the conference room. I think Jack Lasitra brought one, and you know, people were driving in with them. And then at the 11th hour, Ted Schreiber and this other guy, I forget his name, his friend, buddy, come wheeling in, like, not a grand piano, but a stand-up piano on a cart, and they borrowed it, and I say borrow in quotes, from the Stony Brook Music Department.
That was great.
And he was a gentleman. What a great guy Alan Toussaint was. I remember him very fondly. And let me
and
slide out of here.
To the piano story, I drove into Manhattan with Chris LaPorta. To get him.
Yes, yeah. I remember that.
And he slept on the way out to Stony Brook. He was in the back seat, and we were on the phone with somebody here in the studio. And
I got to get the phone, so I keep telling the story.
Asking what kind of keyboard Mr. Toussaint prefers. And Chris and I were like, we can't really ask him right now. He was sleeping on the ride out. But what a gracious man. Anyway, here with Johnny Mac. Go to the website, johnnymacband.com. Go to the fundraiser. Johnny Mac Band will be representing Long Island and the Long Island Blues Society down in Memphis in January, the last weekend of January.
That's correct, yes.
At the International Blues Challenge, and there's a couple of fundraisers for Johnny Mac coming up. The big one is January 9th at 5:30 p.m. at the Brush Barn on Main Street in Smithtown, East Main Street, just east of the library there. And we have some tickets that we could offer as a premium, as a thank you gift. If you call and make a $50 pledge, we have a pair of tickets to go see the Johnny Mac Band at this fundraiser at the Brush Barn, January 9th. Give us a call here at 632-6901. We have another song queued up here that we're going to get to. And this one's called I've Got News For You. Thank you.
Somehow your story don't ring true, little girl. Hey, baby, I got news for you. Well, you told me you'd be late. Said you took the wrong express. And then you walked in smiling with your lipstick on a dress. Well, babe. Hey, baby, I've got news for you.
All right, that was Johnny Mack with his band. Johnny Mack on guitars and vocals, Dave Ice on the bass, Ray Houck on the drums, and Drew Van De Winkle on sax and keys. Not on that cut, but joining Johnny on his trip to Memphis will be Mohair Sam Wiley on guitars and vocals. We heard Johnny talking about his collaboration with Sam. Well, that's about it. I guess Johnny Mack has a gig.
Mm-hmm, I do.
And we want to remind you again, you can go to his website, JohnnyMackBand.com. And we still have a pair of tickets for the January 9th fundraiser over at the Brush Barn of Smithtown available to you for a $50 pledge to WUSB. 632-6901 is the phone number. Thank you, Mr. Johnny Mack.
And thank you, Bill. I appreciate it. If I could, I'd just like to thank the Long Island Blues Society, and more specifically, our new leader, Mr. Jim Coleman, for making these things happen for us. We greatly appreciate it, Jim, and the Long Island Blues Society for everything they've done. And we are very honored to represent Long Island and in this blues challenge, and I just, so everyone knows, we're out there to do the best that we possibly can, and for Long Island, we want to bring it home. Thank you again, Bill.
Yeah, thanks, John.
Got it.
Good luck to you. All right, so we told you about the passing of Alan Toussaint, and while not a blues musician per se, did do some bluesy kind of stuff, and we're going to delve into a couple of them right now. And maybe, although this is a jazz album, it's called The Bright Mississippi, it's probably Toussaint's bluesiest album, or bluesiest songs on here. And we're going to start with this old classic.
This is Alan Toussaint telling you that we can make this land a better land. Yes, we can.
Hello, this is Rounder recording artist Roy Bookbinder. When I'm out in Long Island, I'm listening to WUSB Stony Brook.
Hi, this is Gary Carney, WUSB Stony Brook, FM 90.1.
Yeah.
This is Little Charlie Baby and Rick Esther.
Oh, man, we're going to be driving you crazy on WUSB Stony Brook.
State University of New York at Stony Brook, of course.
Phone number here is 632-6901. That's a 631 area code. We have a couple of operators standing by. Operators, give us a call here. Show us, give us some financial support. We come to you twice a year just to keep us on the air, to bring you programming that you're not going to get anywhere else. We are Long Island's non-commercial alternative and non-NPR station, and we're proud of that. So give us a call here at 632-6901. We just listened to St. James Infirmary, that classic traditional cut from Alan Toussaint's CD called The Bright Mississippi. This came out in 2009 on Nonesuch Records. Features Alan Toussaint on piano. He does vocals on one song. It's a mostly instrumental album. Don Byron on clarinet, Nicholas Payton on trumpet. This is what happens when you're Alan Toussaint. You can get anyone to play with you. They'll all want to play with you. Mark Rebo on acoustic guitar, and David Piltick on upright bass, and Jay Belrose on drums and percussion. A couple of guests on here on a couple of different songs. Joshua Redman, one of them, but the cuts that we heard was just that core band. Hey, let's listen to one more on here. This is called Singing the Blues.
Thank you.
This is Alan Toussaint from the Crescent City asking the question, what are you waiting for? Come on down to the annual New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival and laissez bon temps rouler.
(632) 6901 is the phone number here. We're listening to a couple of things from Alan Toussaint. It's almost weird saying the late Alan Toussaint, but yes, he passed yesterday. So while not generally considered a blues man, has certainly written some bluesy stuff. And we've been listening to a couple of them from the CD called The Bright Mississippi. Actually, not that he wrote that cut, but he has written blues cuts that is covered by blues artists in addition to rock artists. And a great loss. Anyway, we heard, what did we just hear? We just heard Singing the Blues. Written by J. Russell Robinson and Con Conrad. Alan Toussaint on piano, Don Byron clarinet, Nicholas Payton trumpet, Mark Rebo acoustic guitar, David Pilch on upright bass, and Jay Belrose on drums and percussion from the Bright Mississippi. Let's listen to one more from here. This one's called Whining Boy Blues. Thank you.
I found my love. In 1967, I had all there was. And as my time went by, I was satisfied. Till my situation took me by surprise. Now there's two trains coming on that line. One train's for me and the other's a friend of mine.
Feel alright.
It's alright.
I feel
just fine. It's just the same conclusion. I don't know how to play the game of
what it is.
What it is. Well, I'm gonna be. Well, one train is my friend, and the other train is me. Push and shove her, so I guess I really care.
Well, I'm not one to hide my love behind a lock and key. But if things keep on the way they are, there's no place left for me.
All right, that's it for me. Eve is here taking over in 2 minutes. You're tuned to WUSB Stony Brook. Give us a call here at 632-6901. I want to say that this is Alan Toussaint from the 2009 New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. So I hope you're enjoying the Blues Marathon. Stay with us till midnight. And thanks for your calls.
This is Alan Toussaint, and you're listening to Shades of Blues on WUSB Stony Brook.
Thank you.
702 here at WUSB Stony Brook. Remember this song, boys and girls? Remember what it meant? It meant the Tuesday Night Blues Show at 7 o'clock, and here it is, Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. And I missed that Tuesday Night Blues Show. I'm so glad that Joe V is on Tuesday nights, because Tuesday is what, guys? It's Blues Day, yeah. So welcome to the Tuesday Night Blues Show during the WUSB Blues Marathon. And Mr. Joe Vignola and I have been defenders of the blues here at WUSB, fighting for how many years to get a short 12-hour marathon?
6 years it's been.
6 years. And you know what? If you like what you're hearing and you want to hear more blues marathons, maybe a 3-day blues marathon.
Yeah, June, we're trying to do it. Put your email PD at
WUSB.FM.
Yeah. Put in your vote.
Yeah, let them know that the blues is important to you. And you can also let us know by giving us a call at 631-632-6901. And
we have tickets to the Johnny Mac band, the Memphis Barbecue Fundraisers. This is a pair for $50. This gets you dinner as well as music and entertainment.
Wow.
So we got two pair of that. And American Showpace Music, which is Todd Wolf's label, Alexis Suda's label, Brian Katz's label. These are all. We have CDs available for a $25 premium for that. So
cool.
Yeah, so please call in. Make a donation to the station.
And if you don't want to talk to any of us, and I can't imagine why you wouldn't want to, you can go online, WUSB.FM/pledge.
And we've got Kenny Hahn back there ready to answer phones.
Yes.
Bill Kay's trying to sneak out the door if he hasn't left already.
But we're not going to let him.
We're not going to let him. He did a great job with Johnny Mac. That was a good interview, and Johnny's playing was good. And if you don't want to listen to the radio, Johnny's doing a jam up with Dex tonight. So.
But why wouldn't you want to listen to the radio tonight? We've got a lot of good stuff coming up, and I'm going to play some stuff. You know, I hear a lot of people tell me, I don't like the blues.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, well, if you don't like the blues, then you don't like rock and roll.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
So, you know, I'm gonna prove a little point here. Well, I'm going to play some traditional, and I'm going to play more rock-inspired blues, and I'm going to play a little jump blues like you would have heard on Shades of Blues.
Oh, very nice.
On Sunday mornings, which is another show I really miss.
But, so please, I'm going to go handle the phones.
Yes.
Give us a call, 631-632-6901. We get Eve to produce her show, because I know she's thought a lot about this, and I want to hear what she has to
do. I've been looking forward to doing a blues show for years.
See you
now.
Guys.
All right. So let's get into it right now with a little Mamie Smith. Going crazy with the blues.
Yeah. I begged you night before.